Well, hello. You're listening to the Queens of the Blues podcast with me, Gina Coleman, from the band Misty Blues. This podcast celebrates the prolific female blues music from the early 1920s to present times. This show, entitled Kissing in the Dark, is entirely about Lizzie Douglas, the queen of country blues, better known as the guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter, Memphis Minnie. All right, let's get this show moving. Memphis Minnie was born on June 3rd in 1897. She was the eldest of 13 siblings. Her parents nicknamed her Kid when she was young, as she disliked the name Lizzie. Actually, when she first began performing, she played under the name Kid Douglas. When she was 7 years old, she and her family moved to Walls, Mississippi, south of Memphis. The following year, she received her first guitar as a Christmas present. At the age of 13, she ran away from home to Beale Street in Memphis. She played on street corners for most of her teenage years, occasionally returning to her family's farm when she ran out of money. Her sidewalk performances led to a tour with Ringling Brothers Circus from 1916 to 1920. She then went to Beale Street, with its thriving blues scene, and made her living by playing guitar and singing. She began performing with Joe McCoy, her second husband, in 1929. They were discovered by a talent scout from Columbia Records in front of a barbershop where they were performing. She and Joe went to record in New York City and were given the nicknames Kansas Joe and Memphis Minnie by someone from the label. They performed together until they divorced in 1939. Let's give a listen to the duo. Here's What's the Matter with the Mill.
Say, Minnie.
Where you want, Cassie Joe?
Where you going?
I'm going to the mill. What do you think?
For what?
Have my corn ground.
Oh, that old mill is done broke down.
How do you know?
I'm just from down there.
Oh, they broke you down.
Oh, no, I went to get my corn ground.
Why your mill?
I couldn't get it ground.
What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
Done broke down?
Yes, it done broke down.
Can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. While I had a little corn, I put down a sack. Found it to the mill and it come right back. What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
I can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. Well, the people keep a-talking all over town, telling me that mill had done broke down. What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
I can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill.
Now, this song is the first Memphis Minnie song I discovered back in 1999. It's these songs that made me want to be a blues singer. It's a great risque tune, but disguised in clever language. Let's head over to the butcher's shop on this next selection. Here's I'm Selling My Pork Chops.
Today. You come and get some, but you sure can't stay long. I got 2 minutes I had to be waiting on. I'm selling my pork chop, but I'm giving my gravy away. Don't mean maybe, I'm giving my gravy away. I'm selling my pork chop, but I'm giving my gravy away. Good enough for 2-3 days. Some of this stuff I'm sure got to give away. I'm selling my pork chop, but I'm giving my gravy away. Don't mean maybe, I'm giving my gravy away. Play now. This next song pairs quite nicely with the last selection, thematically. This saucy ditty was recorded in Chicago in 1936. Give a listen to Iceman. Thank you. song while I strut my stuff. I'm gonna strut my stuff everywhere I go. Iceman, Iceman, stop knocking on my door. I ain't got no money and don't come back no more. Don't I'm gonna strut my stuff. Yes, I'm gonna strut my stuff. I'm gonna strut my stuff everywhere I go. Look at here, Iceman. Look like you're so hard to please. But if you come upstairs, I'll give you all you need. I'm a strut my stuff. Yes, I'm gonna strut my stuff. I'm gonna strut my stuff everywhere I go. Come on, Iceman, get it.
Now, this next selection gave me pause, as the opening lines are the same as St. Louis Blues, which is W.C. Handy's 1914 composition, made popular by Bessie Smith's 1924 release with Louis Armstrong. Here's Memphis Minnie's 1938 release of I Hate to See That Sun Go Down. Now we have Memphis Minnie's last commercial release in 1953. You know it's a blues song or a great blues singer when they can sing about venereal disease. Here's the title track to this episode, Kissing in the Dark.
Dark. Yeah, kissing in the dark.
There's a story from Big Bill Brunsie's autobiography that recounts a cutting contest between Memphis Minnie and Big Bill Brunsie in a Chicago nightclub for the prize of a bottle of whiskey and a bottle of gin. They each had to perform two songs, and Memphis Minnie won. It was reported that she performed the song that afforded her biggest hit. Let's close out this episode with this 1941 release of Me and My Chauffeur Blues. That's all for this episode. Don't forget to check out Misty Blues and learn more about our band and upcoming releases on our website, www.mistybluesband.com. So, once again, this is Gina Coleman and the Queens of the Blues podcast. Until next time, be well and God bless.